Good morning. So today, as we heard, we're celebrating the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Now, I was looking at the calendar this month of June, and I realized it's a very full month for Catholic people. In this month, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we celebrated the Ascension of the Lord, Pentecost, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, the Most Holy Trinity, the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and plus about 10 other saint days. So, at the end of this busy month, you must be tired from all the celebrations. Well, let's talk a little bit about Peter and Paul. Why do they share a solemnity day together? And while there are many important saints and church fathers, without the work of Peter and Paul and their cooperation with the Holy Spirit, we would not have the church today. They are considered pillars of the Church of Rome and spiritual leaders of our church, and have shared the solemnity day since the 3rd century. Well, let's look at some similarities and differences between Peter and Paul. They were both called by Jesus. Peter, considered the first, and Paul, considered to be the last apostle chosen by Jesus. We remember Jesus calling Peter to be a fisher of men, and of course, how Jesus got Paul's attention on the road to Damascus. They were both martyred in Rome by Nero within just a few years of each other. Peter was a rock, the leader of the early church. And we remember that he gave the first sermon at Pentecost, where many Gentiles were converted. After that, he focused on the Jewish and Gentile communities in the region, preaching and healing. Paul, from the beginning, was focused on the Gentile communities far beyond Jerusalem, taking the gospel to Syria, Turkey, Greece, Crete, Malta, Italy, and eventually in Rome, where he would be martyred. Peter did not travel nearly as much as Paul, but he did end up in Rome, laying the foundations of the church in Rome. Peter and Paul worked together. They needed each other, and the church needed both of them. Peter provided the primacy and leadership and strength to keep the church together, while Paul provided evangelization to grow the church abroad. According to Bishop Barron, without Peter, the church would have become a splintered group of debate centers. And without Paul, the church would have become petrified, just a small church in Jerusalem. So they had their differences and approaches, and there was a natural tension between them, but that's often necessary for a healthy growth of an organization. But they were both united in their faith and their goals. Paul was a theologian, asking questions, developing doctrine that was collected and compiled by Peter and the apostles to validate as church teaching. There's a lot of information written about the lives of these two saints because they were real people. Now, what can they teach us today and personally in our lives? Well, as we know from sacred scripture, these guys were not perfect. They were not always saints. Peter denied Christ, but then repented and was forgiven, and eventually appointed by Jesus as the rock, the foundation of our church. Paul was a Roman citizen, Jewish by birth, a well-educated Pharisee. He persecuted Christians. He had Christian blood on his hands. But Jesus called him and converted him on that road to Damascus. Peter and Paul teach us that real people, real sinners, can be converted and forgiven and called to holiness. In the gospel today, we see the well-known confession of St. Peter, where he proclaims that Jesus is the Son of the living God. We all know how difficult it can be whenever you're in a situation and somebody asks you a question and puts you on the spot. Well, you know, in this question, Jesus sets it up by asking, "Who do others say that I am?" And it's easy to repeat what you hear on the street. Well, they say this or they say that. But But when Jesus looks at you and says, who do you say that I am? Well, I can imagine there might have been a moment of silence, but then Peter spoke up. Through revelation and courage, Peter responded. In the second reading from 2 Timothy today, we see that St. Paul is in prison, and he knows the end is near, and he will be executed soon. He says that his life is being poured out like a libation, and that he has run the good race, he has completed the race. You know, this passage is read often at funerals, and it's meant to indicate that we have lived our life fully, and we're ready to meet Jesus face to face. It reminds me of a long time ago, thinking about the race a long time ago, when I was in high school, and I was on the cross-country team. And you know, the races are about 3 miles long, and you're running the race, and the last 50 yards, somebody always tries to pass you. You can't let that happen, right? So you're both sprinting madly to the finish line. Well, it used to make my coach so angry because he would say, if you ran a good race, if you gave it your all, you wouldn't have had to sprint to the finish line, right? But that's the conundrum, man. How do you know when you're out there competing and running the race, how do you know what is your all? How do you know when it's enough? You're pacing yourself and you're worried about overexerting and maybe crashing before you can finish. So, you know, it's a moment of fear. You have to think about it. Well, when Paul says he ran the good race, he's saying that he gave his all, despite the many difficulties. We know from the description in 2 Corinthians that his missionary trips, he suffered 5 times whippings, beatings 3 times, 3 times with a rod, stoned with 3 times, shipwrecked 3 times, many sleepless nights, dangers from robbers, dangers from wilderness, hunger and thirst, cold and exposure. And his missionary trips weren't just a short trip walk in the park. The first one was like walking to Chicago and back. And then the second 2 trips were like walking to Phoenix and back, twice. So, you know, that was all done without GPS, without Airbnb, without convenience markets, probably not even good hiking boots. So, the point for us today, why did Paul keep making all these trips to evangelize the Gentiles? And why did Peter accept leadership and preach in the Jewish communities? They both knew how this would end. I could say that they both had courage, but I think it's more than that. They had the faith to feed their courage, to overcome the fear, to run the good race. More specifically, their faith gave them the courage to take the first step. They said yes. Peter first proclaiming that Jesus was the Son of the living God, and Paul taking that first step on the first mission, and they both trusted where the Holy Spirit would lead them. That first response, that first step, it's the hardest for us to take. And we face this challenge all the time. The small matters and large matters, we feel that fear. Now, I wouldn't ask you to walk to Phoenix and back, but we could challenge ourselves that we all try to take that first step, make that first response. And when we have a decision to make or a call to answer, let's remember to ask the Holy Spirit for strength, for that faithful courage to take the first step and proclaim the gospel in our life.